Okay, we're talking to ex-WTMA DJ Keith Nichols, who, of course, now is on Channel 5, been a meteorologist there for quite a long time. How long have you been with Channel 5?
I've been there since 1985.
Now, you were on WTMA when?
Actually, twice. I was there late 60s, actually, doing news with Frank Hunt, and then went back to school, finished there at USC, and was working at some radio stations in Columbia. And came back to WTMA when I graduated, which was December of 1972.
All weekend long, the mighty TMA will give away an 8-track tape every 30 minutes, beginning at 6 p.m. tonight, when you hear Santa laugh, ho, 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 the first caller in at 556-5851. We'll win an 8-track tape from the mighty TMA. 7 after 2 o'clock, Friday in the city, Mama Cloudy and Forty with some boogie.
Now, how did you end up at WTMA?
John Trenton was program director at the time, and I had been working at WNOK in Columbia with Mike Hyatt, ironically, who was program director at the time. It's a very small industry. And was graduating from college and looking around for a full-time gig with a little more bucks, and sent a tape, and John called me back up because he knew me. I had worked there about a year and a half before, and said, "You've turned into a disc jockey. Come work midnight to 6. So that's what I did for almost a year. And then did 7 to midnight for a year or two, and finally ended up on middays before I left and went over to television.
Did you work at WTMA at both the Dock Street Theater and Orange Grove?
No, only at Orange Grove Road.
Okay.
No, they had moved to Orange Grove. We're still owned by Ted Turner, though, when I first started.
What was that like working for Ted Turner?
It was interesting. For those of you who have never seen the Orange Grove Studios, there used to be a dock out back where the tower was. And the reason it was there is because this is back when Mr. Turner was heavily into the America's Cup stuff. And it was not unusual for a couple, three times a year for him to sail up the river, dock at the dock in the back of the radio station, and come in and speak to everybody. Very, very, at that time, just wonderfully open, very nice gentleman. Preferred to spend his time back with the troops, as he called them, and used to scare the management people to death when he'd walk in the back door. But he had the jaunty yachting cap on, and usually cut off shorts and a t-shirt, and walk around and just talk to everybody.
Working at WTMA, who were some of the other folks that were there when you were there?
Let's see. Of course, John Trenton, at least when I was doing night shift, John Trenton was doing morning drive. Middays was a guy named Bob Riley, who is now, believe it or not, a professor of electrical engineering at the University of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Ted Bell, who last I heard was at a radio station in Orangeburg, and this, of course, was years ago. Booby Nash did afternoon drive. I did 7 to midnight, and a young man named Steve Russell, who I still believe is in the Charleston area, did midnight to 6. It was a phenomenal time for AM radio. It was just before the FM revolution hit. We had ratings then that people now would absolutely kill people for. The last book before the FM came on, and I was doing 7 to midnight, I had a 77 share, which is unheard of anymore. I mean, we literally owned the market. But back then, there were only like 12 or 13 stations in the whole town, which is, you know, double that now. So it was a different kind of time. We could have fun. We could do some things that pushed the edge of the envelope, and just really, really had a good time.
WTMA, 11 minutes after 2 o'clock Friday with Keith Nichols in Charleston. Cloudy skies, 40 degrees, Temptations on Cloud.